This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Henrik. My name is Chad Hornfeld. I'm the Director of Customer Success at Customer. So Customer is a CRM platform that focuses on customer service. And what we do at Customer is we're really trying to reinvent the way that customer service is done. Traditionally, it's all about tickets, and we really look at it as looking at people when it comes to the customer experience. And instead of tickets, we call them conversations. So my role here as the Director of Customer Success is to ensure that our customers are getting value out of our platform, and they're seeing that their customers are actually having an amazing experience as well. So my role here is working with our customer success team. I have a team of 10 people at the moment, and we work very directly with our customers. And again, it's all about showing value and making sure that our customers are successful.
Chad, how are you involved with user adoption?
User adoption is critical for us. I think in some ways we're lucky in that it is a very core platform where our customers are using this as a cornerstone of their customer experience. That said, it's a very expansive platform and there's a lot of different parts to it. And so we want to make sure that, again, our customers are maximizing their value. So what we do is we really try and make sure that customers are using different parts of our platform. And we look very intently in terms of understanding why they're using some parts and why they may not be using other areas. But it really comes down to what is it they're trying to achieve.
Chad, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
I think the biggest challenge is there, you know, for us, we're a fairly new startup, even though we've been now around for over 3 years in terms of going to market. We're still fairly new. And I think that the challenge for us is that we're competing against some very established players. And so what we're really working on is really just putting out features that our customers need. And so the kind of first start of us in our go-to-market efforts has just been to put out those products that are necessary. And then the challenge for us is now going back and saying, okay, we've put all these items out there. Let's try and look at who our customers are, segment them, and then look really, you know, in a more in-depth way to understand how they're using our products and what can we do to make sure that they're maximizing that use. So I think the challenge there has been, one, putting more of an emphasis on that rather than just pushing product out. And then two, how do you combine both the adoption data with the contractual data? And how do you have that kind of full holistic picture of who your clients are and what are they actually using?
Chad, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
I'd say that the most important thing here is to be partnering your customer success team with your product team. They really need to be lockstep, and there needs to be a really tight relationship there. So as an example, if the goals of your product team are to push out certain features on certain dates, you want to know exactly what those are so that you can be very much coordinated with them and make sure that you can help product by helping them get beta testers, by helping communicating what these features are. And on the flip side, you know, you want your product team to be helping you to communicate what the roadmap is, what those features are, so that you're not just necessarily pushing out features, you're maximizing what those features are. And it's very much right now in the stage of our business, we're really trying to coordinate better there so that, you know, as you know, that you can push out features. And if the customers aren't aware that you're doing that, there may be some friction there. So being in lockstep with your product team will ensure that, you know, you're talking the same language and that you're maximizing the impact there. And I think that part of that is having joint metrics, having really good communication, and then having systems where you can actually measure what the impact of those product features are.
Chad, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Sure. I think that there's lots of kind of areas out there around user adoption that others in the product field might be more familiar with. I think from my perspective, I tend to look at the customer success areas. I think OpenView actually has some really good resources. I sign up there. Gainsight and some of the other vendors like Client Success and StrikeDeck, those are some other great areas that I turn to. I look at some of my peers and ask them what they're doing. And then in terms of myself, I love to write on the area of customer success. User adoption is a big part of that. EnlightenedCustomers.com is my website. So I put some of my own musings up there. And definitely, if you're interested, please subscribe.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.